On Hamra Street here in Beirut, just like the Champs-Élysées in Paris or Rodeo Drive in Los Angeles, you expect to see only the upper crust of society. But what makes Hamra Street different is that its location is in the heart of Beirut, only 55 miles from Syria and from war. In fact, you don't have to scratch the surface much to discover that you're almost surrounded by Syrians, like Kodor Rafai, who is from Homs. Rafai says life in Lebanon is hard.
As a Syrian people, we live a simple life. Coming here to Beirut and in the big city, it's very hard to survive. If it's hard for the Lebanese people to even live here and own land and houses in Lebanon, in their own country, it's much harder for us. I'd rather go back home.
Rafai and several other Syrians we talked to are concerned about how refugees are being treated here in Lebanon.
I've personally experienced no specific prejudice or any bad treatment from the Lebanese people, but I know a lot of friends and colleagues that are Syrian that have experienced hardship in communication with the Lebanese. But honestly, if you're not strong enough and if you don't have the ability to do this, this is very tough. It's not easy.
Another Syrian, construction worker and taxi driver Mahmoud Aboud, is even more blunt when discussing the treatment of refugees.
As Syrians, we used to take in people and have open hearts, and we used to open up their homes for our homes for them when they needed us. But now, the Syrian refugees are having a very hard time in countries like Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan. We are not being welcomed well. We are being taken advantage of.
Unlike working Syrians like Rafai and Aboud, some refugees have had to depend entirely on the kindness of their Lebanese hosts. We met Kamal splayed out on a sidewalk in front of a fancy jewelry store on Hamra Street.
You see the situation that I'm in right now. I have never been like this. I suffered from an explosion. All my family died. I've never been in this position before. As you see, I am injured, begging on the streets.
One thing is certain for Kamal, Rafai, and Aboud, and the other 88,000 Syrian refugees living in Beirut. They will indeed be depending on the kindness of their Lebanese hosts as long as the war rages in their homeland. Reporting from Beirut, Lebanon, I'm Stephen Youngblood.